Stand by. Hold on one second there, Jason.
Okay.
All that kidding notwithstanding, I have some other news coming in from the WCCO radio newsroom. Adam Carter just walked into the Buick studios.
Yeah, John, thanks so much, and sorry to interrupt, and unfortunately it's not for some good news. A longtime WCCO employee, sports host, Dark Star, was found dead today in his apartment in Minnetonka. We just were able to confirm that. So some very sad news to pass along to you.
Yeah, we've been working on that same story, Adam, here in the TV newsroom. All that news just coming in the past 10 or 15 minutes, and obviously...
Jason, that's who we just got it from, was WCCO Television was able to confirm it. Pat Kessler reached out to Tom Kelly, who, of course,
right.
Tom Kelly, very close
with
Dark Star, and he was able to get that information. We've been calling, and everybody who knew Dark that we've been reaching out to has been hearing that same news in the last half hour, and apparently it is true that, of course, worked across the street over at KFAN, and he was supposed to show up there today and did not show up, and they went to try to reach out to find him, and apparently found him dead in his apartment, and I believe Dark was 65.
Do we know what the cause of death was?
We don't at this point. This is just in the last couple of hours, so that will be information coming in the days to come, but certainly a blow, especially, you know, I'm sitting here in the studio with Dan Cook and Jimmy Erickson, three guys who worked very closely with Dark since we've all been here, and just everybody kind of walking around in a daze when we heard that news today, because if you knew Dark, it's just very sad news, because
there's nobody else like him.
Larger than life, absolutely.
You know, on and off the air, but even, you know, sometimes guys are crazy on the air and not off, or vice versa. He was on the air the way he was.
Yep.
In the halls and at a restaurant or at the track or wherever. He was just such a unique person. I cannot believe this news.
That's the first thing I would say to people when they would ask me about Dark Star. You know, even to this day, when people find out I work for WCCO Radio, they first ask me about Sid. But then usually the conversation went to Dark Star, and that was always my answer. He's the same off the air as he is on the air.
Yeah. And then after that, you go, I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
I don't even know what I just said. Whatever that was, that's what that is.
Exactly.
He wasn't diabetic, was he? Was he in ill health? I mean, have you heard anything else about this? I'm shocked.
Haven't heard anything. I mean, Dark kind of reveled in not staying healthy.
Yeah.
Dark,
you know?
Was not, he I think proudly didn't lead a healthy lifestyle, what you would think of, you know?
Not at all. And Dan, we were just talking off the air about what did he say about
I love
eating.
Food more than anything else.
Absolutely.
I love what more than anything else?
Food.
Food. Food, yeah.
And
65 is young.
Too young.
Yeah, way too young.
And we were just, in fact, a week ago, he had some people. We went out to dinner at J.D. Hoyt's, and a lot of folks that knew Dark, some people who used to work here, were there. And I went there, and it was Dark's moment, because we showed up there, and everybody's wondering what the occasion was. And this was the day after the Preakness that he had called the Hoyts and reserved this room for 20 people. So Pat Montague, who's the managing owner there at J.D. Hoyt, said, Dark must have hit it good on I'll Have Another on the Preakness, because he called me just a couple hours after the race and said, give me a table for 20 people. If you know Dark. So.
No, that was the voice. I mean, everybody at CCO, probably everybody in Minnesota, does a Dark Star. I mean, it's sort of like Sid, did varying degrees of ability, but everybody's got a line, everybody's got a voice, everybody has something Dark said once, and it just cracked you up.
Darkisms continue to reverberate around WCCO Radio. I don't think we work a day here. Dan Cook or myself,
nope.
Or anybody who's ever worked with Dark.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's the number one, but there's so many Darkisms that continue every day. You hear one, and this is just a blow. But Dark Star apparently dead at the age of 65.
Jason, did you work with him or around him much? Did you have a lot of...
Yeah, you know, I did a good question on sports betting, and so who else would we talk to but Dark Star?
I think a good question would have been Dark Star. What's that?
What is it?
What's up with that?
He
was a Kentucky Derby winner.
I was just going to say, there was a song by The Who, or the Guess Who, called Dark Star. And
the
Dark
Grateful
Star
Dead, yeah.
I was a Grateful Dead. I remember playing it once in a while, and then there was a racehorse by that name. But Dark Star wasn't obviously his real name. Did he take it from the horse?
Yes,
is that where
did.
He got that?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, he did.
I believe the only horse to beat War Admiral.
Is that the story? It figures
that
he'd
I
have
know.
Some... Well, and he'd always be... He always dressed funny. You know, I mean, every time I worked with Dark for 4 years, and then I'd see him once in a while when I'd come up for a remote. And in fact, the last two remotes ago, that we did out at Southdale. And afterwards, Susan, my producer, and I just went to get a bite to eat. So we go to some place, and we're sitting there, and there's only two other people in there. And I look over, and it's dark. And, you know, just the interaction with him, the way he carried himself, the way he dressed sometimes, the things he'd say. He was always a conundrum to me. I never knew exactly what to make of him, but he was always really amusing and just funny, you know? He was a character. He was a bona fide character.
25 years at CCO Radio before he moved over, what, in 2010, I think?
Yeah, and almost always at night, too, right? I mean, he did some daytime radio.
When I started here, he was 9 to noon, dark in the morning.
What a bad idea.
I was 26 years old, and I started, you know, anchoring the news here at WCCO Radio, and I get to anchor the news during Dark Stars program.
Yeah.
And he didn't really take a shine to me at first.
Yeah.
In fact, then when he moved to nights, I moved to nights too, and I said, oh man, I can't get rid of this guy.
Yeah, right.
And at one point, he was throwing lit matches at me while I was reading the news.
I can confirm that.
That means he likes you.
Absolutely. That's exactly, and it was right. A locker room kind of thing. You had to start pushing back, you know, with dark. He said, you know, if I just kind of didn't say anything and walked out of the room. But once I started pushing back a little bit, you know, then he kind of said, yeah, man, you're all right.
My very first day here, I wasn't even on the board yet, and I walk into the studio, and he's doing the day side at that point, and I'm hanging out with a couple of the other coordinators because we had a meeting or something, and he just stops in the middle of his show. Hey, man, who's the new guy, man? And Lynch says, oh, that's a new studio coordinator. And he looks at me and says, hey, man, that's great, man. I'm glad. Nice to have you. Can you just do me one favor? Next time you come in here, can you wear a hat because the lights are sort of glaring off your head? And I'm just trying to get my bearings because, you know, here I am at WCCO Radio thinking I've hit it, and this guy is making fun of me for my loss of hearing. What?
Yeah. Wow. All right, well, let's do this. It's 4:31, and we're a little late for the news. Jason, you've been listening in on this. Just quick, give me a couple of headlines from Channel 4 tonight, huh?
Well, we've got, you know, this will be our top story, and that tells you a lot about Dark Star, I think. The fact that this guy who came to town really starting just handicapping horse races at Canterbury for the paper has been that much of a part of people's lives. So Dark is going to be the top story.
Yeah.
To see if CyberKnife is right for you.
Fair skies, 69 degrees in the Twin Cities. I'm Adam Carter, WCCO News. The stories that are trending this afternoon, news that we've just gotten into the WCCO Radio newsroom. Longtime WCCO Radio host Dark Star is dead, apparently found in his apartment in Minnetonka today. George Chappell was his real name. He made his mark handicapping horses here in the Twin Cities. To say Dark was irreverent is an understatement.
We're going to duct tape this goat into the ejection seat ride at the fair and shoot it across it and hope that it stays in the fair. We tried this on Friday. The duct tape didn't work very good, and the goat got fell out of the thing. It was terrible, but we have a fresh goat.
No goats were harmed in that bit. That was from the state fair years ago. Dark Star, dead at the age of 65.
WCCO, John Williams here. Dark Star, you're going to be my bright side today, too, my friend. Dark Star passed away today. His body was evidently found in his residence, and I saw the Star Tribune has him at 66 years old when he passed. 65, maybe 66?
Yeah, he told me last week that he was 65, but...
Well, that's, like all things Dark Star.
But knowing the Dark Man,
the
yeah.
wonder of it all.
You know, really, so I thought, well, I didn't know Dark as well as you guys did, but my first 4 years at CCO, I saw him every day, too, and he and I had adjoining shifts as well. And it's just amazing to me how many things I really didn't know about him. Like, are you married, or do you have a girlfriend, or do you have both? And he'd joke about each. Kids? Nah, but, you know, then he'd have something funny to say about that. And then he'd always be referring to these other businesses of his. And he always had too much money in his pocket. And he'd say, hey, you know, why don't you take some of this? You know, he would always be talking about that and teasing me because I didn't have $5 in my pocket. And, you know, I like I said a little while ago, Adam, I just never had a really good grip on Dark. It was just like this show going on there, and it was fun to watch.
Nor did I, and I think his closest friends would tell you the exact same thing.
They really? Because exactly I just thought that was me.
No, yeah, absolutely
no,
not.
No, it was him.
No, they did not exactly. Like, is everything he's telling you the truth? Because, I mean, if you believed him,
that's
I mean, he's
it.
Been everywhere and done
that's
everything.
That's it. And, you know, what was really sort of refreshing about him was how carefree he was. He didn't seem to care. It was, you know, and I'm always nervous about every little detail, you know. And then there's Dark just breezing through, like, I would try and do the best radio show I could every day. Dark would play a four-minute theme song at the end of his show, and he used to tell me, you know what's great? I can be home before my theme song is over. He'd leave the studio, I don't know why, sometimes, jump in his car, and he would brag that he'd be home before his show was over. He said, I listen to the end of my show when I get home. I says, Dark, you can't do that. He goes, yeah, you can, man. And then he'd just laugh. Just laugh.
John, one of Dark's closest friends is two-time World Series winning manager for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Kelly, and Tom joins us now. Tom, thanks for being with us on a tough day.
There you are. Hi, Tom. You're on with John Williams and Adam Carter and the gang at WCCO. Tom, how did you get the news today? When did you find out?
I heard it on the radio just now. It's quite disturbing. My wife's a little concerned downstairs, so we're going to finish up here with you fellas, and we're going to attend to her. So it's shocking. We played golf on Sunday, and everything seemed to be, you know, his usual stuff. And so it's when you just see somebody and then turn around and hear that they've passed on, it's quite a shock to the system. So
he was good old Dark Star. I mean, he wasn't complaining about anything.
I'll say that. He knew how to enjoy himself. And I give him a lot of credit for that. He seemed to enjoy just about every situation that he was in, and he lived life to the fullest, and you got to respect that.
When you think back at Dark, do you have an incident or a moment that you?
Well, there's
feel
a lot.
Like
I can go on and on. And I keep telling. Like I always told him, I'm gonna put that one in the book. I'm gonna put that one in the book, and just most recently, and I say this in with the deepest respect, and I'm not trying to make light of anything, but he asked me one time about a diet. Well, he asked my wife about a diet, so she wrote up the diet for him, and he's reading this what she had wrote, and he said to me, "What's yogurt taste like?" So I told him that was going in the book. But he had, you remember back at the Dome one day, Ken Herbeck in a charity softball game hit one back through the middle and hit him right in the coconut and ended up across the street in the hospital. There's an awful lot. He enjoyed himself in all the situations that he seemed to be in. He seemed to really enjoy life and what he did. And I know he loves CCO.
I know you guys were really close. And when I thought about it sometimes, Tom, I didn't exactly get it. I wondered what the connection was besides the love
of
sports.
I think it's just baseball, John. Yeah. He enjoyed sports. And, you know, And there's some the horse racing or dog racing or whatever it was, you know. You go on the track or you want to come out to the track or this or that. And blah, 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 you know, and the baseball, you know, he enjoyed, you know, he'd stay up all night, watch baseball. And he would always get on me because I never had the baseball package. And I says, well, I'm not staying up to 11, 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock watching baseball on the West Coast, you know. But he enjoyed all that, whether it be hockey or ball or just whatever sport it would be.
We should probably give him credit for that, too, shouldn't we? I mean, as much as we all talk about what an outsized personality he was, he knew his stuff. He knew what he was talking about.
Well, he certainly watched enough of it and paid attention to it to he would know stuff about happening games in the West Coast. I had no clue, you know, what happened. But he had it. He was on it. He was on top of it.
So he wasn't complaining when you saw him, Tom? He didn't say, gee, I feel a little run down or anything?
No, he said
like
he couldn't see. He was having trouble with his eyes, and he hasn't been able to see the golf ball very well for the last couple of years. And I kept begging him to get glasses, go get some glasses, and he finally did. But I don't think they were the proper what he needed to get. But whatever. But no, he didn't. He seemed fine. Other than that, he said he couldn't see very well.
Tom, was Dark 65 or 66?
I believe 6, 66. But I wouldn't want to swear to that. I think it's a 6.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Tom, listen, I know that your wife is as devastated as we all are. Tend to your family, and
yes,
we'll talk to you later.
All right. You guys do the best we can here.
Tom Kelly, Dark Star friend, former Twins manager, of course, on WCCO. It's 447. Our lines are busy. I do have one phone open at 989-9226, and I want you to call in and talk about this, too. I want to hear what you remember and how you're feeling about this today. We're just devastated. We didn't see it coming. TK didn't either. It's a shock to us. Dark Star passed away. They found his body this morning in his home at the age of 66. You know, he's, and I'll tell you what, some of the stuff, some of the little audio clips that you'll hear will just bring back a smile. And there's one piece that you guys say we really need to play, right? I mean, if you're going to do Dark Justice, we have to play what, Dan?
It's pretty definitive. The goat launch at the State Fair was pretty definitive of Dark.
I wasn't here for that. What year was that?
It was priceless. That's a good question.
I think that was still in the 90s, I think.
It was timeless. It was forever.
It was before our time.
It was before Adam and I.
I was, you know, when you were talking to Tom about, you know, how, remembering him and you can't, well, it's like, well, you know, not to do any disrespect to his memory, but all the stories you really can't tell without smiling or laughing. And I mean, but that's Dark, and I think that's how he wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, every day he was that way. It's 447. Okay, let's do our business then, and then we'll talk to you too.